What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Fox News is having trouble spinning the awful job numbers that Donald Trump keeps getting slapped with, and the White House is becoming increasingly desperate to cover those job numbers up. I want to play this clip for you in just one second, but we are now receiving breaking news about Trump's new BLS commissioner, the new person that he's trying to hire. We have leaked tweets of this person being an absolute wild nut job, saying racist and sexist things about Kamala Harris and spreading conspiracy theories about elections and about the economy. So this person who's supposed to be a beacon for our businesses and guide them on a month-to-month basis is now going to be a January 6th nut job. Just to back up, last month when we got bad job numbers for the month of July, Donald Trump's immediate reaction was to fire the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner, which makes no sense whatsoever. You can't fire someone and act like that is a substantive fix to a slowing economy. Trump's tariffs are bleeding manufacturing jobs. Unemployment is currently skyrocketing, and inflation is also increasing due to Trump's tariffs. Firing the BLS commissioner is not a fix to any of this. That is just saying that you want to cover up the bad numbers, because the reality is, even Fox News couldn't spin for these bad numbers. Take a listen.
Disappointing jobs data, only 54,000 private sector jobs added, and look at this, the yield on the 10-year Treasury below 4.2%. The two-year down around 3.61%. Yields down.
Let me point out, they were expecting 76,000 new jobs, and they got 22,000. This reads, the release of a second consecutive poor jobs report on Friday confirmed the reality that Trump is trying to avoid. The labor market is stalling, and the nation is facing real strains under the weight of his economic agenda. That's what makes it all the more scary that this MFer, EJ Antoni, Donald Trump's new pick to be the BLS commissioner, is just a conspiracy theory nut job. To continue breaking down the situation that we're in, 8 months into his second term, the sum of Mr. Trump's high tariffs and mass deportations appear to have created noticeable pressure on employers. The economy added only 22,000 jobs in August, according to their latest readout from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By the way, the former BLS commissioner was incredibly trusted, had a steady hand. The BLS commissioner doesn't lead the economy, but she was, on a month-to-month basis, very trusted. Trump fired her randomly, and we see the unemployment rate continuing to rise. We see inflation continuing to rise, and businesses will only be more and more confused as they have an actual J6 lunatic leading the way. I want to play for you this clip of CNN exposing his tweets, but first, check out the White House trying to spin these bad economic numbers. This is Kevin Hassett essentially saying, if these numbers are revised up, then they'll be good. That's like saying, if my grandma had wheels, she would be a bike. Yeah, we can say ifs all day.
They're saying that things are really strong. And what we've also seen is that Goldman Sachs put out a study yesterday that said that the August number tends to be really messed up because of seasonal adjustment things, and they tend to be revised way up. And so I think if they were revised up, which has happened on average over the last 15 years by about 60,000, then everything else would make sense. But right now we're puzzled about the BLS numbers. And
I like how he says, you know, we're puzzled, but if they were to be revised up, then that would put us in a good spot. Yeah, if I had $5 million, I would be living in a mansion. I don't get what these ifs are. The numbers were terrible, and you guys had no way to spin it. Well, at least we have good old EJ Antoni coming in to save the day. I'm going to play the CNN segment where they reveal these tweets. This is Andrew Kaczynski, who created the K-Files, about to break it down. Take a listen.
So, Andrew, this is the person, the man that Trump wants to lead one of the most important agencies in the United States, one that produces jobs numbers and measures the economy. Well, what did you find out about him?
Well, look, Aaron, what we found was that series of highly disturbing posts, sexually graphic, degrading, misogynistic comments about Kamala Harris. We found anti-gay slurs. We also found that he spread a lot of conspiracy theories about COVID, about the 2020 election. And just like taking a step back from this all, this is one of the most important jobs in the government. The numbers that the BLS puts out are supposed to be able to be trusted. They're very vital to the U.S. economy. They're very vital to the global economy. It's not typically something that would a job that would go to a highly partisan person like EJ and Tony.
No, it goes to career bureaucrats for a reason. This is about cranking the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to walk people through just a few of the tweets that we uncovered. Just starting off with that Kamala one that you mentioned, he tweeted that not once, but five separate times. We found he had posts that mocked Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. You can see right there, he called her Miss Piggy, commenting on her appearance. In early 2020, he shared a post that was basically advice for women, land a great guy, be in shape, grow your hair, be sweet, learn to cook, don't be annoying. This one from 2018, I don't know if we have it. He posted when John McCain passed away, he posted under his actual name too, I like a senator who doesn't die, playing on when Trump said of McCain, you know, I like people who weren't captured. Or other posts, anti-gay slurs that he directed at various people, politicians, Trump's opponents. And then, as I mentioned, he promoted baseless conspiracy theories. He said that COVID-19 was a hoax. He repeatedly attacked Pope Francis, which I thought was a little bit odd.
Lord have mercy. Even beyond the saying, the Pope has got to go. If I just scroll back for a second, he says, they're saying all of the COVID data is fake. He then says Trump's margins were too big for them to hide it. Okay, so the man who is going to be guiding businesses on a month-to-month basis and crunching the numbers and getting the numbers out so these businesses know what to do doesn't even believe any of the numbers that currently exist for election data, for COVID data. We are going to be so cooked if this man starts to make up numbers to rationalize Trump's insane economic policy. Like, Trump could do something insane, and this dude will make up numbers to make it seem like it was a good idea either way. Let's continue to listen here.
And then he also, you know, he said the 2020 election suppressed the Jesuits. I think that's like a callback to something in Catholic history. I should probably know that because I'm Catholic. But there was a lot of this type of content that we found on both under his real name and under a pseudonym that he used.
Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty incredible because it's not like you went and found, and it would be fine if you had, it'd still be bad enough that a few.
Yeah.
Right. This was a lot.
A lot.
This was
yeah.
A plethora.
It was a lot of stuff.
Okay. So, and it's stunning stuff, and it's hateful, much of it. How did you figure out? Because I'm looking at that account, right? And we're looking at this guy named EJ Antoni. How did you figure out this was him?
Okay. First off, Aaron, as we saw, the account originally used the name Erwin John Antoni, which that's his name. And then his display name was Erwin John Antoni III. That's his full name. So, you know, that's what we call strong evidence.
They're not picking the smartest ones. I love how the Trump admin's talent pool is so shallow that they have to literally choose from, like, the pool of January Sixers. And of those January Sixers, most of those people are too dumb to have an online account that's not in their own name. Now, I'm being facetious when I say they're actually picking from the crowd of J6ers, but not entirely. There is one DOJ official who was seen in the crowd on January 6th yelling at cops to die. But this is separate from EJ Antoni, but this does happen. Senator Patty Murray says, EJ Antoni is unwell. He is apparently a disturbed, hateful, conspiracy-driven man. Not only is he an unqualified partisan hack, but apparently he has been a prolific promoter of vile, hate-filled screeds. Actually, pretty well said there. That was well written. This kind of revolting behavior should be a red line for all senators. Richard Hanania points out, how shallow is the MAGA talent pool? EJ Antoni, who is going to be collecting labor statistics, went to an economics program that doesn't even rank within the top 100. He has one published article with one citation. His predecessor had 1,300 citations. Let me just point out, I don't want to do anything elitist here. Like, I dropped out of college. I have no citations. I've never published a scientific article. I have never even entered an economics program, so I'm not judging him on that basis. But I'm judging him on the standard that was set by the previous BLS commissioner that Donald Trump claims was a hack. So now this new guy, who has like 0.1% of the experience, is not a hack. That's what kind of scares me. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. You know, as Trump continues to get bad economic job numbers and continues to slide down this authoritarian rabbit hole, trying to cover them up, trying to cover everything up, including his health in the Epstein files, just know that the Adam Mockler channel will always be a place where you can come and rely on the truth. You can have the facts brought to you, and we're going to be scaling. We're going to be doing more debates, launching more shows. We have some really interesting ideas for shows we could launch in 2026, so I just want to say thank you all for making this possible. I am eternally grateful to everybody who watches my videos. You guys also leave amazingly sweet comments that say, you know, this video helped my understanding. A lot of you guys say, great work, Adam. This just means so much to me, so thank you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.